Scientists in Britain and California have developed a new strain of mosquitoes. They may be the key to helping curb the transmission of dengue fever. The dengue virus is spread through the bite of an infected female Aedes aegypti mosquito. The disease causes flu-like symptoms, including high fever, muscle aches, and sometimes death. Each year, between 50 and 100 million people who live in tropical and subtropical regions get the disease. There are no effective treatments for dengue, so public health experts focus on prevention to keep the disease under control. That's what researchers at the University of California, Irvine, and the British biotech company, Oxitec, have done with a new breed of mosquito they've created.
What we did, we put a gene in, so in the next generation, females won't be able to fly. So when a wild-type female out there mates with a male, all of her daughters are incapable of flying.
University of California biologist Anthony James explains that since the female mosquito is the one that spreads the disease, creating female mosquitoes that can't fly is a key to controlling dengue.
And what's important to realize is it's only the females that feed on blood and transmit disease. So the males are not part of the transmission dynamics. And so if you can reduce the number of females, ultimately the population crashes and you don't have dengue transmission anymore.
James says using this new breed of mosquito could be a more benign and perhaps more effective alternative to spraying insecticides, a commonly used strategy to control dengue.
Insecticides require people to be able to find all the places where mosquitoes are. It requires very care in their use because insecticides have off-target effects.
Besides their potential environmental hazard, insecticides are more costly since they require more personnel and materials. This no-fly strategy is still in the testing stage. James and his colleagues are now planning what they call cage tests, where the genetically modified mosquitoes are placed in huge outdoor cages and their effectiveness in stopping transmission of dengue is assessed. Within a year, James hopes he can begin testing the strategy in places where dengue is prevalent. The research is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.